Wellington to talk some Duke wrestling now with Bill Waters from, again, Wellington. Coach, thank you very much for stopping down here this evening. We appreciate the time. How have things been as of late for you, and how's anticipation for the season building for you guys?
Been excited for the season. Finally got everybody back up there. Football went an extra week, so we were waiting on some kids to come out.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a lot of talented kids coming back. We're excited to see on the mat. They've been wrestling most of the summer, so we're anxiously awaiting some competition.
The football success, does that kind of help build some excitement for the season, knowing you got some football players? They had that good season. Are they hungry for more athletic success as they enter the wrestling season?
You know, it does, and we've got a new football regime going on in Wellington. They're starting to build a new program.
Yeah.
Coach Howells has done a great job, and he's really supportive of multi-sport athletes, understands the necessity to have his football players on the wrestling mat, which has been huge for us. We've got some kids that haven't been on the mat since our youth and junior high program that have finally made it back to the mat. So the football program has been extremely supportive. So hats off to them for supporting multi-sport athletes for us.
Numbers-wise, overall for the program, pretty good this season?
Not bad. The biggest improvement with numbers is probably at our junior high level.
Okay.
I know a lot of programs in the area struggled at junior high in the years past, and we were right there with them. This year, I think our junior high numbers doubled.
Wow.
At the high school, I think we were sitting at like 18 wrestlers starting out the season. So those numbers are thinning a little bit. But we should still, we're missing some lineup, our lighter weights. We got a couple gaps there that we're looking to fill yet.
Yeah.
All in all, pretty solid, though.
Good.
Bill, you know, we talked, this is about the third year we've talked, and you take over for a legend. And you know, you were part of that staff, and you have not missed a beat taking that program over. Wellington is every bit as strong as they ever were. Talk to me about putting your own stamp on the program.
You know, wrestled for John all through high school, coached with him for 18 years almost. Our philosophy is very similar, style is very similar. Not a whole lot of change with that, just a continued push and drive to improve the sport and continue to compete with it. That's not a whole lot of change in philosophy.
Well, that's excellent. You know, it may not be a lot of quantity, but I know there's some quality there. You bring back Bowman, McKee, Andolsek, and Conrad, and I see McKee and Andolsek getting some preseason recognition there. That's a pretty good core group of kids to bring back.
They are. You know, and those three seniors you mentioned, Conrad, Andolsek, and McKee, they are our three captains, and they have pushed that group, constantly improving the room. Drill partners in the room with those two, the three of them, just increase the level of intensity in the room, and everyone else is rising to the challenge right now, which is exciting to see as a coach.
Bill, I love the watching Wellington wrestle, because for me, you guys are the lunch pail group. You guys come to work, and I I've helped with the sectionals for a lot of years, and you guys are over the sectionals, and some of those other schools a little bit east, you guys never see Wellington until that sectional, but boy, you wake them up in a big hurry, and it's not a lot of flash and it's not a lot of fire, but when you look at the weight classes at the end of the day, Wellington's on the podium in almost every weight class they got a kid entering, and you just guys grind away same way at Garfield Heights over the district. That's a meat grinder over there for 2 days of tournament, and again, you look at the end of that Saturday, and there's Wellington still there. How do you develop that kind of mentality where your kids it's just another match? That's always the way they seem to go about their work.
You know, and you mentioned preseason love as far as rankings and those things. That's one thing I've tried to teach the kids, don't even pay attention to. I don't put much merit in it. Obviously, we look at it. I try to keep them from looking at it. Then result, you go out and you wrestle your best match every match. Garfield Heights at the end, hopefully there's a lot more standing there. That's what we shoot for. They come to compete. They work. If they do get beat, they learn from it. They come back and make adjustments. That's what we push.
Hey.
Oh, go ahead, Tom.
LC8, you know, I've talked with each of the LC8 coaches about it. It's up and down. It looks like it's going to be a dogfight. Everybody's got, and they seem to be spread out from different weight classes. Talk to me about your view of the LC8 this year.
You know, it's going to be a tough conference. I like the fact that, you know, a lot of these other teams that were thin for a lot of years are starting to fill up. Numbers are increasing all around. It will be a dogfight. It's every year. It's great competition there. I look for us to be right in the mix of things.
You know, you guys traditionally go to Medina at Christmas time.
Yes.
For a big tournament. Talk to us about some of the other tournaments you guys see throughout the year.
We'll start out this weekend at the Cobos Classic. From there, we'll go to Bellevue and wrestle the following weekend. We will be back in the MIT this year. We'll also be at the Northwestern tournament. So we've got some good tournaments in there. We've got a full schedule. We try to stack it with as much competition as we can, and the kids are excited for it. I mean, it's been a rough couple of years. Are we competing? Are we not competing? Are we in? Are we out? And that's one of the struggles we had with, you know, a thinner lineup. Getting into some of these tournaments last minute was a struggle. Thankful that we're back at it, and hopefully it stays that way this year, and we compete in all these tournaments. Our kids are primed and ready for it, and they're all excited.
Well, Coach Waters, thank you very much for your time here this evening. We really appreciate you coming down to the Brew Kettle and enjoying some food and some conversation about wrestling with us. Best of luck to you and the Dukes this season. Very excited to see where you take them heading into the winter.
All right, thanks, guys.
Good stuff,
You got it, Coach. And there he goes, Coach Bill Waters from Wellington.